welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio Mid-Atlantic. I am your host, Mark Landcrew Wheeler, and we're going to have a fun one tonight, y'all. This is going to be great. I cannot wait. We're talking about screwed up baits. And you're going, what do you mean by screwed up baits? I mean those that are just a complete... That's right. Those that you look at and you go, wow. Or you go, that might be interesting. And they just don't work. So let's get going tonight. We're going to have some, like I said, we're going to have some fun tonight. Nice little easy show. Nothing big. We got King Rat in the house. What's going on, King Rat, in the chat room, of course. And then, give me Christmas trees. We've got Old Bill. What's going on, y'all? Hopefully everyone's trying to stay warm as it is freezing. Absolutely frozen here at the house. We've got all the heat going and trying to stay warm and doing our thing. There we go. Sorry, I'm pulling up baits that I've cut and pasted, and just look at it, I'm going, wow. how did you ever get made kind of thing? So, I'd like to ask the guys in the chat room, Hammerhead Grade Chris showed up, and Old Bill, start thinking of baits or baits you've seen, rods, things like that. Let you just go, wow, how'd you ever get, created? I cannot find it now. Where is it at? There's one more. Oh, cool. We got Tommy Head Jigs in the chat room. What's going on, man? Man, where'd you go? You were up there just, So, let's get started. With freshwater stuff. A few that I can think of right off the bat that are just crazy looking are the creature baits. Okay, yes, they work, and I praise them for everything that they're worth. But some of these creature baits are just weird. For instance, let's see here. There are a couple. I really got to get more organized for the show. But for those that don't know that the Rangers and Bruins are playing tonight, and the Rangers are winning 2-0. let's see here. Crazy looking creature baits. Okay. Any of the beaver baits. Let's start off with that. Like I said, the creature baits, those. Mark, that won't last. Huh? What are you talking about? Oh, about the Bruins? Oh, come on now. Are you watching the hockey game? Greg Crisp, Hammerheads in the chat room. If you watch the game, man, the Bruins are playing like poo. Unless they do a big thing going into the second intermission. I don't know if they're going to keep it up. What if I just finished the game tonight? He's making some excellent saves already, man. Come on now. but any of the beaver baits, like I was saying, I'm trying to stay on topic as much as possible. Beaver baits are great for bass. They imitate so many different forage species from, brain farted, crawfish to, the bugs that are out there. I mean, there's some, stalactites, stalagmites, whatever the hell they're called. The big ugly ones you see in the rivers. Those things are just ugly, booga, booga, booga. Worst dream kind of thing. Something you see in, Starship Troopers or something, Big ugly bug. Those are the baits that I'm talking about. And, we have a longtime AWOL member in, Mr. Bad Badcast, Rob DeVore. What's going on, man? I can remember, folks, you could always call in because even though you do love to hear my jib going for the whole hour, it's always nice to have someone else to confirm to. And that number is 714-816-4727. All right. But, yeah, beaver baits are great. You can fish them a million ways. And the great thing about them is that, you know, being able to fish them a million ways and, you know, just by removing, you know, little things, moving the legs, some of them have skirts to them, removing the skirts, you can truly, you know, change the presentation type. I've got a couple of beaver-style baits that actually, work great as topwater baits. Add a little bit of using a worm blower and blowing in some air inside of them, make them float, okay? Works really well for when you're pitching on top of grass mats and then twitching them when you're trying to get a topwater frog bite when you don't have frogs. It's a great thing, little tip. You know, and of course, using them on a jig trailer. Tommy Head Jigs uses them on a chatterbait. That's a great way of using them. Again, it's a jig with a spinnerbait feel, thump kind of to it. As everyone's saying, beavers and skirts are always good. Yes, sir. It's a really good, you know, combination of just beaver baits. But it's a funky looking bait. You know, I can tell you, you know, seeing it for the first time, I went, there's no way a bass is going to eat this. But it's one of my go-to baits in a sense. Other baits that just you never would think of working would be a tube, okay? Sorry, I've never seen anything look like a tube in the world of freshwater fishing. That's natural. But then again, I've talked about tubes extensively. I've done two different shows on tubes, on just tubes and how to work them and everything else. A tube is everything. It's a crawfish. It's a bug. It's a brim. As if you dip the tail end in dye, give it a chartreuse tail. You can stuff them with scents. They are the greatest essential basic bait that I tell everyone who just starts off fishing for bass. Learn how to use a tube. Play with them. There is no wrong way of fishing a tube. Fish them backwards. Fish them sideways like a wacky rig Senko. You're thinking, that'll never work. It works. Trust me. I've done so many different things with tubes that they will truly, you know, take your fishing and what you know and really build a great confidence style out of tubes. And, you know, they come in 1,000 different sizes, from your inch ones to your little ones you use on panfish. I've seen some 12-inch tubes, okay, that truly don't have any, that look like they should never leave the bedroom kind of thing, all right? So, you know, putting Alka-Seltzer in the tube, definitely. And I use that on Cobia. I have a big 6-inch tube that I've stuck Alka-Seltzers in and use it for Cobia. I mean, that's how versatile a tube is. Not only freshwater, but you're really missing out if you don't try throwing them in saltwater. Redfish eat them. Trout eat them. Cobia. Dolphin will eat a tube. With tubes, your mind is your imagination is your only only thing holding you back, okay? I was going to go for a big fancy word, but I knew that I would just... Okay, so let's see here. Keep it simple, yeah. Whatever, Rob. your other weird, funky baits. Okay, let's see here. Okay. Let me put this out there. Those the new Senko styles, okay, that have the you know, two or three Senkos kind of melted in the middle, are just, they just seem stupid to me. Okay. They just really just seem really dumb. And I've tried them because I bought into the whole idea, and they really don't work any different than a basic Senko. Baby brush hogs are great. I love brush hogs. Let's see here. What other ones am I thinking of? We've got brush hogs. You know, a Senko in general is just a funky thing. And the whole story behind Senkos is, if anyone doesn't know how a Senko was created, the way the Senko came around was Yamamoto Baits, which are poured in Arizona, okay, they were building, you know, all their different baits, the brush hogs, the salamanders, the other baits. And if you ever looked at a mold, okay, it doesn't matter if it's a jig head mold, if it's a soft plastic mold. Oh, no problem there, Tommy. The whole mold has several parts. You have the main mold body, which is your which you're producing. Okay. The next thing, okay, it's what's called the sprue, and we've got a fight. Yes. Sorry. If you don't know, the Rangers and Bruins games on NBC Sports Network, and Boyle of the Rangers and McQuaid of the Bruins are whooping each other. Body shots. Sorry. I love hockey. Anyway, but you have what's called the sprue, okay? So the sprue in the channel. And what was happening was, and this is how it was explained to me, the workers were taking the sprues and the channels off the baits and then taking them home and catching these monster bass with what leftover plastic there was left. And, you know, I give it to them. I mean, just using that ingenuity to make a bait that just you'd never think of. And they were catching these big bass, and, you know, it was just cool how that all came about. Sorry, the fight was just too good. A couple of really good shots. I know one guy's bleeding. Let's see here. Other crazy-looking baits. You know, Strike King has all those creature baits, the funky monkey, and the French fry. That's another freaky bait. You know what I'm talking about. It looks like a crinkle-cut French fry that's flat on one side. I mean, one of those that you would never think of using. It's an old-school bait. But gosh darn it, man. You need a bait that just works, you know, when you don't have much else out there. I mean, it absolutely kills, especially if you're working cold water like right now it is, okay? And of course, Tommy of Tommy Head Jigs is saying that, of course, French fries work great on a Tommy Head jig along with stick baits and wacky rigs, Senkos, or Senkos in general. Stick baits work great on a Tommy Head jig. Baby brush hogs, Tommy Head jig. Reapers go on a Tommy Head jig. Well, you know what? I think a tube might fit on a Tommy Head jig. but yeah, you know, one of those baits where it slides. It's a sliding bait. Another bait that I would compare it to would be let me think here. I just had the thought of the theme thing in my head. Would be a slide, you know, a beaver style bait or a creature bait, rigged with a jig head, tommy head jig, in a sense, where you pop it and let the bait slide back. A Senko, that's the main one that'll do it really well, where it'll float backwards, or backwards meaning that if you're retrieving it, that's forwards. Okay, if it's coming backwards, it's backwards. Okay, away from you. And of course, a bad badcast is self-promoting his new trailer for a drop film, and hopefully it won't. So his new trout film you can find on YouTube. A bunch of things at the end of the YouTube thing. Dead ringers. All right. Don't know what those are, and I do apologize. But you know, those are freshwater baits, soft plastics in a sense, of just the creature weird variety. Hard plastics, okay. I'm not gonna pew yet. This is the stupidest damn thing I have ever seen in a hard body bait, and it's the backstabber. Okay, I'm looking at it now, and because I have it in my hand. The reason it's in my hand because I fell into the "this has to work" category. Okay, it is the biggest load of crap. Okay, and I even sent them a email. Okay, because I did buy it like a. Okay. Oh. Okay, dead ringers are apparently the worm, the ribbed worms with the curly tail, for her pleasure. Those are dead ringers. I just call them ribbed curly tails. I'm a goof like that. We have some more people in the house. We have Chris Johnson. Ooh, and Mr. Evan Howard. What's going on, Jackson, man? Also in the house. Great, guys. Thanks for showing up. But what was I talking about? Oh, the backstabber. Okay. If you don't know what a backstabber is, go to Bass Pro website. Okay. Go to their outlet section and scroll down. Okay. You'll see the backstabber. Why? Because the hook, the center hook, the center trebles are on the back of the bait. All right. Now, this normally would be thought of as a great idea, and it is, in a sense. The only problem is that if you run a crankbait correctly, okay, and you bump it into a log, let's say you hit a cypress knee. Like, I love running crankbaits over cypress knees, okay? And you run that bait hard, and it's digging, hits a cypress knee, and that bill catches it, and it starts to do its endo, where it's leaning forward, okay? And you're using mono, and you're using a really flexible rod, just like you should, it's going to take a second. And in that second, your line is going to find that hook, okay? This is where this thing just drives me insane. All right? The hook, the treble hook, catches the line. So now I have a... Now it's you know, fouled on your line. Now you got to reel the whole thing in, and you're blowing up your area. I absolutely hate this bait with a passion. It is the stupidest idea. Granted, hang on, it was a great idea, all right? Another problem I have with this bait is I've had it spin because the hooks that came with the dang bait are too heavy on a lot of them, so I've had to change them out. And because they're too heavy, it makes the whole thing rock. It catches a lot of, it is great idea, but you know what? Wrong execution. Hey. I started. I'm dying. So, yeah. Oh, that got me good. So, if they would have had an idea like the Sabeel, where it's got the encapsulated extra wide gap hook that slides up. It will be a better idea. What I have found is that if I remove the hook off the top, okay, and then use just a regular Oshanzi hook, size 1 hook, all right? Or you go with a frog double hook, okay, the dual-prong style, all right? And then use a rubber band, just one of the small ones, okay? Ones you'd find similar to orthodontic ones, okay? And you slid it down so it would hold that hook in the back, all right? Now you have a bait that really works well. And I find that when I did this, the bait ran better, okay? Change them out, dubstep. Do I have a dubstep on here now? No dubstep sounds. Sorry there. No dubstep. I do have a... Ring-a-ding, ding, ding, dong. Ring-a-ding, ding, ding, dong. In here, but no dubstep. But yeah, if I did that, it made it really, really well. And it actually caught fish. But will it be in my arsenal all the time? No. It is definitely not one of those baits that fit in there. let's see here. Do you guys have any weird baits that you've seen or heard of? That you've used? It can be anything, really. Please post them up. We'll talk about them. Let's see here. No, we haven't done yet. And it's killing me that I cannot find it. Oh, well, I'm finding it. We can listen to some. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Gonna dung them.
Boondoggle! Boondoggle. Boondoggle. Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? I suggest you get your butt up. Come find out February 15th through 18th, President's Day weekend in Titusville, Florida at Cars Park. It'll be one heck of a weekend with good people, and then there's a bunch of kayakers, too. For more information, go to yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
That's right. You want to boondoggle style your way to Cars Park at Merritt Island, Florida in February. We've got less than 20 days, I think. I think we're in the teens. That is awesome sauce approved, y'all. So definitely check it out, yakangler.com/boondoggle. All right. And one more sound effect. Come on. There you go. All right. Got my sound effect fixed in for the first 25 minutes. let's see here. Boondizzy, yes, sir. We got a Boondizzy. Looking on Facebook, nope. All right. Some ugly baits. Let's see what else ugly baits I can find. Thank you, Bass Pro. It shouldn't work, okay? Any of the gulp baits, okay? Any of those gulp baits just drive me insane. Sorry, got to get it off my chest. Let's see here. Or any of the trout baits, for that matter. Those trout baits that come in a paste that you make a little ball on there, just never made any sense to me. Let's see here. That's a crazy looking one. Okay. Bass Pro Shops, the Berkeley Powerbait Floating Mouse Tail. It looks like a sperm. Okay. It's got a bulbous head with the tail on it. It is the flukiest looking thing I have ever seen. But I bet you it catches monster bass. that is a little funky little thing. let's see here. What else is there? I almost feel weird throwing that kind of bait. Like I'm doing something nasty. That's just weird. A tadpole, yeah. Oh, it doesn't look like a tadpole, man. It just looks weird. Like I said, it looks like a sperm. The Gary Yamamoto flapping hog. Looks like someone had a had a bad dream. And the tomato-colored culprit is the crickets. Let's see here. Yeah, I think those are the only freshwater ones I can find. Lake Fork Trophy Happy Whacking Worm. Looks like a bad experiment. Let's see here. Hey, Lake Fork lures. If anyone's ever tried them, I used to use the Hyper Worm. Only problem is that everything that hits the tail rips it right off. let's see here. I'm thinking that's it. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Okay. Saltwater baits. And we're going to head into my my offshore neck of the woods. Okay. And trolling lures. Okay. Some of the craziest looking trolling lures out there that you think would never catch fish. Alienware makes one with these eyes that look like it should be on a, you know, giant squid. I mean, just huge eyes, a funky design. But gosh darn it, if it is not a white marlin killing bait, it is just. Oh, and the helicopter lure. Evan Howard puts on posted up about the helicopter lure. That was absolutely. I don't understand how anyone used that and caught fish. Truly honest. If you don't know what the helicopter lure was, think of it's the closest thing I can even consider it. Yeah, it's like a double-bladed buzz bait that you fish vertically. It was just crazy looking, man. It was just it's these, you know, in a main body. It looked like a squid jig, okay? If you know what a squid jig looks like, all right, take the squid jig, remove the barbels on the bottom, okay, and then took little leaf spinner blades and stuck that up top, all right? So the whole bait spun when it was on the drop, right? Those blades would flare out to a certain point and then spin. When you pulled it back up, the blades would fold down, okay? And you know, be aerodynamic in a sense, right? Problem was, okay, was that those blades were the same length as the body, and they stuck down past where the treble hook was, okay? So when you ripped it up and let it release, a lot of times one of the blades would get stuck, and when that would happen, you had a, pretty much in my eyes, an already obsolete lure, becoming completely obsolete because now it just tumbled. Now you got fouled on your line, and now you're just angry. So nine times out of ten, the people I did see using them, including myself as well, cut the thing off and then lost it down a scupper plug. Okay, it was absolutely the worst idea. Again, another one of those where, you know, great idea and you know, for, you know, hindsight's always 20/20. But good Lord. absolutely useless. But yeah, these offshore trolling baits, I mean, just some of them are just funky. How they're built in and, you know, and thought of, you know, using I know a lot of guys use bowling pins using bowling pins as teasers. Boat fenders as teasers, spray painted and you know, troll behind the boat, which is actually a really good blue marlin teaser done in a daisy chain. I actually have one in my garage that I have a 500-pound leader on there. And if you don't know how big 500-pound leader is, pretty much it's about the size of your pinky. It's really thick. It's really heavy. Because, like I said, you're pulling behind, you know, you're pulling a fender, a boat fender, okay? A buoy fender is the best way to put it. you know, the long gunwale protectors, especially what you're pulling. Just crazy. You know, just crazy. Just weird in a sense. Anyone else have any baits? How about old school baits? You know, I mentioned it last week, the goose turd. Those that have been freshwater fishing for a long time probably remember the goose turd. I've got one sitting in my garage right now. It's a crankbait. It's a crankbait that has two bulbous back-end body pieces. Again, one of those baits you never think of would work, but it is a great bait when you're fishing tight areas and you want a crankbait. That's going to get to the bottom really quick. It was heavy. It doesn't float. It sinks, okay? But you know what? You get that to the bottom of a silty, gravelly bottom, and you start cranking that thing and creating a new channel. Stop pinching the child. I'm not pinching the child. Her brother is torturing him. Hang on 1 second. And while you're hanging on to 1 second, let's listen to a Bad Badcast favorite music. Okay, enough of that. yeah, inline spinnerbaits. Never think that would work, but you know what? Everything from musky down to trout and panfish eat them stupid looking things. Okay, you know, that's the great thing about being an angler who, especially in my case, where I look and I buy different baits and I try them out. Okay, they are absolutely, you know, there's some out there that of course they catch the fishermen. Well, we don't have any cake in the house, Tommy. You know, baits, you know, having to be able to buy these baits and test them out and seeing what works and what doesn't, it truly helps in DOA bait busters. Let's see what that is. Yeah, that is a weird-looking bait, man. It almost doesn't seem like it should work. If you don't know what a bait buster is, think of a shad body, okay, with two little itty-bitty curly tails. It kind of looks like someone actually, like, carved out the curly tail with an X-Acto knife. Yeah, we're going to get into flies in a second. And a Bad Badcast in his vegan ways is talking about cake. Fat boy. And Tommy puts up the Alabama rig. Alabama rig is a, in my eyes, vegan cake, there you go, is an umbrella rig in the greatest sense, right, that you can cast. And they don't just work on largemouth and smallmouth, bass, and freshwater. I'm telling y'all, if you're along the coast, that is an awesome striper bait. I've caught a bunch of striper late last year. Tommy is self-promoting like a champ. But it is a excellent striper lure, along with reds. When you got reds really schooled up heavily, I'm telling you, throw an Alabama rig, and you'll have the grit. I'm bringing like two. I'm bringing two or three with me to the boondoggle, and I will catch three reds on one Alabama rig. Okay? I am really going to try to do that. You can hold me to that. We hold on for dear life when you're using an Alabama rig. Yes, you do. Ah, thank you for holding on for dear life, lures. Okay. I could think of two surf fishing striper lures that I used as a kid and still use to this day. Okay. That which should never work. All right. But they do really well. All right. One is a darter. If you don't know what a darter is, think of a Tomic. That's it. Those Tomic lures that are out there with the slope nose and the cake. Yes. You know what, then, Rob? Just run across the if you're still in the apartment, run across the street to that grocery store. Pick yourself up a cake, okay? And enjoy some fatness for once, please. Okay? But a darter, it is one of the best striper lures that is never used south of Montauk. Soda cracker pie. What? You vegans are weird, man. Putting soda and crackers in a pie. What is wrong with you? Anyway, but that darter, okay, you cast it out, you start reeling it. It looks like a crank bait almost, where it wobbles. It doesn't dive very far. It stays right at the surface. But when those stripers, bluefish, false albacore that we'll get sometimes inshore, kingfish, mackerel, when they hit that bait, it's not just a, oh, I have a fish. It's a, holy crap, I've got a fish. Okay. It is an absolute hammer. And that's what I used to call them, the hammer baits. If any of you go to my Facebook page, you'll see the bluefish. That was my grandfather's. That was actually at one point the world record bluefish back in the early 80s. Darn it, the Bruins just scored. Come on, Rangers. But you'll see that it has a bait in its mouth. Okay, that bait is a darter. Yeah, you got to go back with 3-on-2. Like, that's not even fair, or was it? No, they had just a single power play. I thought they had two guys in the box. All right, that's a darter, and they are absolutely deadly. And Evan, I'm going to tell you, next time I see you, I'm going to give you a couple darters to use on those freshwater stripers you go after. And I'm telling you, man, you throw that thing out, give it a nice steady retrieve, you'd be surprised how well they work. And then the next bait I can think of that should never work, okay, is a Gibbs needle. And every last one of them I have are handmade by myself and my grandfather, rest his soul. But that bait, okay, it's just a thin piece of wood. It's a dowel, wooden dowel, okay, with hooks in it. I mean, stupid simple. That is killer, okay? It uses a night fishing bait. You took it, and it throws a mile. You hammer this thing out there, right? It hits the water, it sinks, okay? As it comes down, you just slowly start reeling it. And in the middle of the night, standing on a rock out of Montauk, you don't feel any pressure on the rod because it's so thin, it just slides through the water, right? And I don't know how many times you'd be sitting there and your buddy next to you is throwing one of them, or you're throwing it, and all of a sudden your rod triples over, okay? The line starts screaming off your reel, and it is an absolute surprise. Some guys have associated it to, the ending of a good time kind of thing. Just absolutely awesome. Blade jigs. Again, another one of those you never think would work, another vertical setup. Teardrop jigs for ice fishing. Again, just funky looking, man. happy endings. There you go. Everyone loves a good happy ending. Again, just weird baits that you never think would work. But again, you know, especially with the blade jig, it's been around forever. It's one of those things, man. Now into flies, okay? And I want to put it to you this way. Fly tires and the fly heads and the buggy whip guys, y'all already have something wrong with y'all to begin with, okay? Sorry. really good hockey game again. Get it out of there. Come on, guys. Come on. Sorry. No. Yes. Hello, Lundquist. but some of these flies, you know, going all the way down to the ones they use out west for the trout, okay, using something that's smaller than my pinky nail and catching a 5-pound trout, really? You know, the lightning. Oh. Anyway, sorry. I gotta turn this off. but it's one of those things that you never think would work. You know, an ant bait, really? But I've seen guys catch bass on them. I've seen them catch big trout. You know, the funky looking, you know, again, bug baits. I think the bug baits are the weirdest, funkiest things out there that you never think would work, okay? Because half the time you look at it, go, that doesn't look like a bug. But they catch fish. Again, the craziness out there. It is, again, curling is awesome. I'm losing y'all. Again, those weird, buzz baits. Yeah, buzz baits, spinner baits. You see I'm jumping around now because no one's called in. And I'm pretty much losing content. But these buzz baits, spinner baits, two things you never think would work. Why? Because it's two pieces of metal or a piece of metal spinning around with a little piece of, tuft of whatever on the end. Just like those inline spinners. Ha ha, open goal miss, woohoo! Oh my. You don't know what to say. You could have said anything, man. You could have just sat here and went, Tommy had jigs. And that would have been great because it wouldn't give me a chance to take a drink. But the main idea behind this show, in retrospect, is yes, there are funky baits out there. There are baits that you think should never work. Okay? And truthfully honest, a lot of them don't. But try them out. If you're on a lake, okay, where everyone throws the same bait, and I've got a lake right around the corner from my house, where everyone throws a jig, a blue and black jig, everyone throws a white spinnerbait, or a motor oil Senko. That is what everyone throws, okay? Every boater, every tournament fisherman, you know, and yeah, granted, they catch fish. But you know what? I hate that. I truly do. I'm not going to follow the mold. So I buy the funky baits. I buy what the bass have probably never seen. Does it work? Yeah. Does sometimes it not work? More often than not. Okay? But I can tell you, on that same lake, all right, if you went in there and threw a lipless crankbait, you threw a crankbait, you threw a June bug lizard, I'm telling you, you're going to catch 5, 6, 7, 8-pound bass more regularly than you will a big jig. You throw a big swim bait on that lake, and I'm telling you, you will be pleasantly surprised at your take-home pictures of the big bass you just hauled in. Why? Because that lake has some big shad, along with some really big bluegill. So a big tube, a big swim bait on that lake is killer. Okay? So challenge yourself and those around you to try funky baits. Okay? and try them out. Take a freshwater bait, okay? And use a freshwater bait. Use a drop shot for redfish. Use a drop shot for flounder fishing. Okay? Granted, it's just a chicken rig, but change it up a little bit. You know? Put a fly on a spinning rod, okay? And tip it with a little piece of gulp. You might be pleasantly surprised. You know, using a Senko for a big, if they still have them, the 10-inch Yum Dingers. Okay? A biggest 10-inch Yum Dinger fish like a jerk bait for stripers is absolutely killer. It's like a hoagie. But you know what? Most people won't use it because it just doesn't make any sense. You know, go out there, you know, get out of your comfort zone, find that funky bait, get used to it. If it doesn't work after two trips, hey, now you know, okay? If it works, right, and it becomes a staple, then you have just, found yourself a great stepping stone for tournaments, for screwing with your buddy. I'll challenge you, You use that bait that everyone else uses, I'll use this funky one, we'll see who catches more fish, or bigger fish. You know, I do it all the time, it drives my friends nuts. Little things like that, get out of your comfort zone. That should be everyone's thing. Or finding a comfort zone with a new bait. And become a master of that, expansion. It's good for the industry, and it's also good to see what's out there. All right. Let's see here. I think that's going to do it for tonight. Let's see here. I think it's about time for a...
Boondoggle, boondoggle, boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaking! Yeah!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
There you go. Boondoggle time is almost here. I am excited. Reason is that the Commandant is joining me this year at the Boondoggle. Was it Rob? Huh? But this upcoming Boondoggle, my wife will be joining me. The kids are staying at home with my mother. Thank God for that. And it's going to be a great time with everyone involved. If you haven't met myself or any of the other KFR hosts, you will get your chance. It is truly going to be a great time. Love my children. Anyway, it's going to be a great time. I've already heard great things about Merritt Island and the no motor zone and the size of the fish that are there, it will truly be an epic opportunity for everyone. Get involved. Go to the Facebook page, Boondoggle page, and yakangler.com for some excellent stuff. And speaking of Yak Angler.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yakangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
There you go. Go to yakangler.com. I'm telling y'all, we've said it before, Yak Angler, okay, is a great resource if you're just getting into the sport. If you are, if you've been doing it for the past 10 years and think you know everything, I hate to tell you, you probably don't. But it is truly a great site to get into. It's free, tons of info. I can't say enough about Yak Angler. I've been with them for the past 4 years. Wow, I can't believe it's been 4 years. Yeah, pretty much 4 years. And, you know, everyone involved there, it's a truly great time. And don't have to worry about, you know, being bullied at all like some other sites. Best form, none of the BS. There you go. Thank you, Evan. All right. With that, my shameless plugs. Let's see here. Let's find some good background music, shall we? We'll do that. A little background music on that one, shall we? There we go. A little old school rock. I'd like to thank Jackson Kayaks, okay, for their support. Yes, I am on the Jackson Pro staff. You will not find a better company to be with. And when Jackson, when you buy a Jackson boat, okay, all of us at Jackson welcome you to the Jackson family, and we truly mean it, because it is a family affair with everyone involved. And, you know, to those that do own a Jackson, welcome to the family. For those that are thinking about owning a Jackson, you can't beat a Jackson kayak for comfort, stability, and speed. Jackson Kayak Company is one of the best. Orca Coolers, okay? Orca Coolers is an all-American made company, same thing with Jackson. They're made in the Jackson plant. I have seen them being made, okay? An Orca cooler is the best cooler. Is a hands-down, all-American-made, high-quality cooler. So please, go out, support Orca cooler, and everything that they do. All right. Thinking about that, we're going right into Mustad. Mustad hooks and Mustad tackle, best in the world, okay? More records have come thanks to Mustad hooks than anyone else. So definitely check out Mustad. I believe they're still running their Catch a Million Challenge. And so please go to Mustad, hooks.com, I believe it is. Or just type in Mustad in the search engine, and you will be pleasantly surprised with the best made hook in the industry. Mustad. You know what? How about a plug for Tommy Head Jigs? Tommy Head Jigs, I do say this, I have not used a Tommy Head Jig. Shame on me, I know. But Tommy Head Jigs are a American-made jig, I believe. Mustad hooks are the only hook used on the Tommy Head Jig. There you go. I have to like them then. So there you go. Tommy Head Jigs. I threw up a website there, Tommy. Yeah, check him out. Now for my other shameless is Slayer Inc. Okay. I truly believe Slayer Inc. has the best swim bait and stick bait in the industry. Oh, by the way, it's www.tommyheadjigs.com. All right. But Slayer Inc. baits are the best baits in the industry, hands down. Best action, okay? Durability-wise, excellent. They catch fish. All right? And the jig heads aren't that bad either. So definitely check out SlayerInc.com. Okay. And again, they're an all-American-made company. Poured in Indiana and done in Florida as well. Just super, super great stuff there. I think that does it for me. Tune in next week. For those that don't know, I'm going to keep it kind of secret. I have been working on a paddle with Lightning paddles, or otherwise known as Robson paddles, on a true fishing kayak paddle. And I'll have more details on that coming next week. And hopefully we'll have a special guest as well. With that being said, you can probably hear my children getting restless. And that is my cue to get off. A couple more quick sound bites for everyone. A little scrap. So we get to wake up early in the morning. So you can go work on the car. There you go. Those are my sound bites of the night. That being said, thank everyone for showing up. Tommy and the Tommy Head Jigs. Old Bill, what's going on, man? Thanks for showing up again, Hammerhead and Evan. Good to see you on. Jackson all the way. For those that don't know, I was there to see Evan's awesome sauce, Musky, back in October. Truly awesome experience and something that I know I will never forget. And I know he won't either. And I know it's a tie game. I just saw it. Good Lord. What a trash goal. And Mr. Chris Johnson, thank you again for showing up. I think it's the second week in a row, man. I'm just going down. You keep it up there, Greg. So, oh, Yakchum finally shows up. What's going on, buddy? So with that, I'd like to thank everyone for showing up again. And always remember, wear your PFD. It can mean your life, okay? Oh, go Rangers! Woo! Eat that there, Greg. Ha! 3-2. What? So, better get off before we start screaming at each other. So, always wear your PFD. We did lose a life recently in the kayaking world because they weren't wearing it. Please, always wear your PFD. Take a kid fishing, hunting, get them out in the outdoors, and stay safe, and see you at the boondoggle. With that, good night, everybody. And to leave tonight, we're going to do... Where's my kayak, Kevin? He took it off. Gosh darn it. Let's see here. We're going to leave tonight with some Yak Sushi Ninja. Whatever decides it's going to play.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share what? Your kayak fishing adventures with?
There we go. With that, we're going to say goodnight. Thank you, everybody, for showing up. It's been a great time. Good night, everyone.